Blog Talk Radio.
And that's very far from me to do after that matter, to slay the righteous with the wicked.
Yahweh.
Our favorite teacher, thus saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, he that made the same mistake again, he called it insanity. Show me a man without adversity, I show you a man without character. Send his messenger through us all to prepare us for disaster. Time is moving faster when the remnant makes it home. They'll be all living lavish. If he won't treat you right, won't teach you right. Serve Yahweh with all your soul and all your might. It'll make a brass monkey cry. True for tradition, to be the heart of the father. Back to the children, there is no other God beside my maker name. Yahweh, your host, and there is no Holy Ghost. And supposing you thought he came to bring peace on this earth, he said no. Old man for counsel and young man for woe. For show to the late great prophet who taught us the knowledge of Yahweh. Therefore I pay homage, giving glory to the Holy One, the King of the Kings, the strength of Israel. One day he redeemed
Yahweh.
Last week we interrupted our program a little bit to let the people know about this idol that was in the image of what we have learned and was taught is the representation of Christ. A big, huge statue of a white figure with long hair sticking his hands up toward heaven like he had made a football score. Everyone recognized this as a symbol or representation of the Christ of the New Testament. This thing was completely destroyed. You ask yourself why? Because Yah's divine indignation went out against this thing. He went out against it because it was not a representation of him. It was not a true representation of his son. And it was not a true representation of anything holy, but something very vile that was used to corrupt and mislead our people. First of all, as I had explained a few weeks ago, the Creator was against any image at all being made. He didn't want even an image of himself, and he didn't allow us to see anything that would resemble him or anything that we could have possibly mistaken as him. And he gave us the second commandment, which stated that we shall not make unto ourselves any graven image or any likeness of anything in heaven above, the earth beneath, or the waters under the earth. The Creator said, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children of them that hate me, even unto the third and fourth generations, but showing mercy upon thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. For here the Creator did not leave any room left for anyone to interpret that he wanted an image to be made of himself. And this thing that you've seen on I-75 was not only a false graven image, but it was an image of something the Creator hated, because it was an image that our people, the original house of Israel, began to worship and serve and deify as if it was a God itself. And the Almighty stated in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, the 8th verse. Here the Creator says, I am Yahweh.
That is my name.
That is my name, said Yahweh.
And my glory will I not give to another.
And the Creator said he would never give his glory to another. Now, if you don't know what the word another means, that means to anyone else. His son, his daughter, anyone, an angel, anyone, period. The Creator said he will never give his glory unto another. Now, if the Creator meant what he says, and says what he means, then that meant that Christianity is predicated on lies, deception, and deceit. And we can talk about that tonight if you want to. Furthermore, a few other weeks ago, I spoke on the fact that the Creator again has confirmed the words of his servant. He brought out to the realization of everyone the fact that the modern day doctors and scientists have found that the Neanderthal man, who they began to find their bones and study intensely and study us at the same time, guess what they found out? They found out that this Neanderthal, which is really a beast, that's part human, and I would say because of his involvement with man sexually, but is a beast, they found out this beast has blood and has his genes in every nation on the face of this earth, with the exception of the African people. They came to the realization. They came to the undeniable conclusion that the African people are the only people on the face of this earth that does not have the genes and blood of this beast in him. So as the New Testament says, God made man from one blood, that's not absolutely so. Because man went away from mankind and began to deal with beasts and the beast kind. And that's how we got these Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthal man and these other men that look more beastly than human. And I had said over 40 years that I don't care what these high polluted scientists are teaching, about man came from an ape, the Almighty's word is the truth. And in his divine truth, he let his servants know that he made them in his own image and after his own likeness. And when we begin to see and identify ourselves with the words of the true and living Elohim, we sing that his likeness and his image was of a dark hue, and that the Most High had pure woolly hair. The Creator describes his hair as looking like pure wool. Now, why is this so important? Because the Creator said that he is the epitome of beauty. Now, if he's the epitome of beauty, the personification of excellence, and you see our Creator is of a dark hue, all the angels are of a dark hue, and the Almighty and all the angels that were ever described had woolly hair. And every ape, every baboon, every chimpanzee, every orangutan, every Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon man that they ever found on the face of this earth had straight hair, like the wild beasts out in the forest. And Yah's hair is described in the book of Daniel for us and was put there for a purpose. Now, some of the modern Bibles, you will not see this description. They changed that to deceive you. But if you get your older Bibles or dealing in Hebrew, you will find that it reads, Daniel 7:9, it says,
I beheld till the thrones were cast down.
I beheld into all the thrones on earth, all the empires on earth, all the kingdoms of this earth were cast down, which would include America.
And the ancient.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Shabbat shalom to everyone. I hope you enjoyed that small clip that you just heard. For next week, we're going to continue where we left off. We're going to continue with one of the great broadcasts of the true and living Elohim from his servant, the prophet, Mori Elisha. And I want to give all praise and glory and honor today, being the Sabbath of Yahweh, to the true and living Elohim, by saying hallelujah. It is a blessing. It is a pleasure to hear the broadcast. It is a blessing that the Creator has given us such a great word today. Even though we're having to cut it short today, we want everyone today to be able to tune in to our holy convocation of the Almighty on this Sabbath day. We praise the mighty Yah. We want you to turn in to www.houseofisraelatl.org. Houseofisraelatl.org. We're going to have a special service today. It's going to start at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we want everyone that can to tune in. If you don't have an actual holy convocation to go to at that time, we would be blessed and honored to have you to listen in. We love all those that take the time out to listen to this great prophet on every Sabbath morning, because we truly miss him and we loved him. So I praise the Almighty that you was able to tune in. So next week, same time, same station, we're going to continue our broadcast. But in the meantime,
shalom, shalom.
May the Holy One of Israel, bless
Alicia Israel,
and keep everyone to have a blessed Sabbath day. Shabbat Shalom.